And now some letters to the Evening News. We heard earlier that the Norwich Society were concerned that drivers do not observe the 20-mile-an-hour rules. Many readers sent in by email to comment. Gary Williams says, they should look at Sprowston Road for speeding cars. Normal for Norfolk says, good idea. The Mardler says, trees and shrubs are a stupid idea. The roots of trees get in drains and foundations, and shrubs provide a place for potential assailants to hide. They also conceal children who might run into the road. Who wants the added worry of reversing into and out of a herringbone space? The best things I've seen to slow traffic down are sturdy metal posts set just far enough apart to let traffic pass if they are at a careful speed. I have seen different coloured and textured road surfaces used in some villages in Lincolnshire. Moan, 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 says, I have always thought it a bit strange that the speed limit increases from 20 miles an hour to 30 right outside Magdalen Gate School, where they're turning from Bull Close Road into Spencer Street. The motorists who drive with due care and attention will likely already be driving at no more than 20. Whilst Just ZA says, I know it would reduce parking spaces. A slalom would be good every few feet, or could put up with yield signs. Ramps are good, but annoying and bad for the environment. Green Ink from Tunbridge Wells says, why is Sprowston Road in this area to remain 30 miles an hour, considering the line of parked cars and consequent lack of width? Ted says, these roads with cars parked on both sides, children and old people around, is it really safe to be doing any more than 20, regardless of a speed limit? Raised eyebrows comments, from my experience, most bus drivers and taxi drivers, who are the only ones allowed in the city centre nowadays, are the worst offenders for exceeding the new 20-mile-an-hour speed limit. Yet I have not seen one pulled over by the police as yet. As a clue to the police, just hang around Surrey Street outside Notre Dame School and you will improve your figures. Glad to help. Clark Kent ends this review by saying, the sad thing is that there have to be deterrents to slow drivers to a sensible speed. I bet that half of the offenders are local drivers who'll be the first to shout if their own child got hit by a vehicle. So much hypocrisy.
David Coe of Norwich, he writes, one thing I do regularly to get to the city is to walk under the Magdalen Street flyover, the presence of which seems to completely dominate the area surrounding it more than ever. For many weeks, there has been a small army of workmen working away behind screens on essential maintenance work on the whole stretch. This maintenance work has been done many times since its construction in the 1960s and must each time cost the council, whose task it is to maintain it, hundreds of thousands of pounds of council tax money. One has to think whether it would be more economically viable and morally acceptable in the long run to spend this money on the task of demolishing it. Nearly every day in the paper we have a stream of letters from angry motorists complaining about the council's policy of changing the city centre into car-free pedestrian zones they claim will stop them coming into Norwich in their cars to shop. Yet the council appears to have a completely different attitude on the flyover and the motorists. I wish our council would admit their mistake in constructing the flyover in the first place and make plans to spend regular maintenance money on pulling the monstrosity down and make our local street whole again.